Hello, 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 all you beautiful and wonderful mixologists out there. Happy New Year. It is your girl, Monty, and you are mixing with Monty in 2022, honey. I am very excited for this new year to be back. This is the year I get married. This is the year that Bravo hopefully will have a BravoCon question mark, fingers crossed. I hope for a lot of great things to happen in 2022. I really am really looking forward to the fact that Salt Lake City is already about to record again, and they just wrapped the reunion last week. Atlanta is already divided into two halves, and there's so many more things and so much drama that is ensuing already, and we just got started in this new year, a mere like 10 to 12 days ago, depending on when you listen to this. But I could not break any of this down with anyone other than the king himself, host of reality and comics too, the pop culture icon. He is the connoisseur of television, and he has put me on to so many good things that I cannot wait to share and thank him, give him his flowers while he is here for the recommendations he is giving me. It is none other than our very dear friend, Kendrick Tucker. Welcome back. I missed you.
Oh my God. Now that's an introduction. I need that. I'm like, when I go to the doctor's office, I need them like, I need them to step it up. Oh my God. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited. This is my, for those that don't know, I had to take a little hiatus, a little health break. You know, I had to get my life together.
Right. Of course. We love that. Right.
Had to get myself together. I'm back now. And I came to record with Monty before I even put out one of my own episodes.
Oh,
so
I'm honored.
You know it. I feel like this is my second home. Like I know Chelsea is, you know, she's got the main bedroom, but like I'm down the hall and like the guest. So I'm in the house. Okay,
people. Can it be a three-bedroom condo? Honestly, a fourth, because Taria is always here too. We love her.
Yeah.
If you're not already a subscriber to my Patreon, Mixing with Monty, patreon.com/mixingwithmonty. Kendrick is on there all the time breaking down all of the things with me. And that's why it's so good to have him here, because we really it's like anytime I don't have something planned or I'm like, I just need to figure out what this BS is in the pop culture world, I just call Kendrick. So he's constantly on the Patreon, and now here he is also constantly on the podcast, but you'll get why. If this is your first time, you will soon find out why. Kendrick is everything. I have to thank you off the top for the gift and the blessing that you gave me in this new year of our Lord 2022 for Love and Marriage Huntsville. Oh my God.
Isn't it a gift?
Oh my God.
Isn't it a joy?
Kendrick, I had to slow down. Like, for those who don't know, I posted about Love and Marriage, the DMV, which stands for DC, Maryland, Virginia area. For those who don't know, if you do know, great. So do I. Awesome. But for those who don't know, Monique from Potomac is going to be in the cast of the show Love and Marriage DMV. That'll be filmed in the DMV area, which is where Monique lives. So she's returning to TV and still in a localized show instead of Housewives of Potomac. And we thought we might not see her reality TV anymore. She is going to another show. This will be on OWN, and it is a spinoff of Love and Marriage Huntsville. When I posted this, everyone told me, you need to watch. And I had to listen to them because Kendrick has been telling me to watch forever. So while he was on hiatus and I couldn't get all of his thoughts and talk to him about everything, I just want to feel close to him, connected with a K. And therefore, I found myself in Huntsville, Alabama, y'all. And wow.
Ain't it messy? Wow.
Okay, so guys, Love and Marriage Huntsville is on OWN. It is created by, and the showrunner is Carlos King, who is reality TV legend, honey. But most important to me, most valuable to me, is that he produced like three or four of some of the greatest seasons of Housewives of Atlanta. And they all happen to be the seasons that are like some of the best, the funniest, the shadiest. Like, he knows how to get the girls to talk. He does good TV. He's a great producer. And that is so apparent on this show, Love and Marriage Huntsville. It is so apparent. Okay. Oh, I've never been more obsessed with something in my life.
Oh, it is. It's It's golden. For those that don't know, Carlos King, like I'm talking about Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, some like the golden years of that. He's done like, what was it, Hollywood Divas, and he's done like a myriad of amazing reality TV. The man knows his stuff. And one of his proteges is actually the new showrunner for Real Housewives of Atlanta. And he said that this is going to be one of the best seasons ever. Well, just Sheree because of who's behind it. Okay.
So you know I'm ready. Miss Sheba Sheree. She's red and
starts to mess.
She is the best and worst thing. She's good to hate watch. Like those early seasons of Sheree are so damn good. She just was above all of it. And you know, she was so mad that Nene got rich. She was, you could feel it. You could feel it. She felt like that was the one thing she had over her, that while Nene was like faking it, she was real. And she was like actually wealthy and everything. Mm-hmm. And then Nene got coin and got big and got famous, and it made her upset. But I'm always here for some Sheba Sheree realness. I would love to see what she thinks is going on with her own fashion brand.
Listen, the day Sheba Sheree actually drops, I am getting a full jogging suit. I'm getting the sweatshirt.
Joggers.
I'm getting the sweatpants. If she puts out shoes, I'm getting the shoes to go. I'm getting the outfit. You know how you lay your stuff out. That's my BravoCon outfit. You lay it out before you go to school the next day. Oh, that's my BravoCon outfit.
And honestly, at this point, I'm actually really shocked that she hasn't put it out. I mean, I get why. I think she still wants it to be some kind of like an elite thing, like an actual fashion brand, and she doesn't want to kind of ride the Bravo high of it all, like the reality TV high of it all. Because if it were me and I was just about getting a coin, I would be making jogger sets that say Sheba Sheree on me. And a fashion show with fashions, all caps. You can have that one, Sheree. And jogger. I saw that she had like a price tag or like a barcode sweatshirt like 3 years ago at this point that said joggers on it. And then I saw recently she was wearing something and she tagged Sheba Sheree. And I'm like, so is it out, girl? I think that she I checked on the website, it was like furnishing things or household things, and I was in 2020. Oh. And then she was like, oh, nothing will be produced because of COVID. I'm like, we've been waiting on this since like 2013-14,
right?
This has been years. COVID is recent.
Sure. Listen,
what explains the last 10 years?
Do not pull a Wendy Osefo and wait until the reunion to try to drop some jog. Give it to us the day of the premiere. Like we gonna manifest that. We manifesting that.
I'm so here for Onye, and I love Dr. Wendy. But you know you gotta have it ready for the day you talk about it, sis. They tell you when it's gonna premiere. You get the episode early because everybody and their mama was on the internet. We were all on Beyonce's internet looking up. Okay, let me see Wendy's candle. Where is that? Not ready, but the grand dame was prepared.
Oh, very prepared.
She will always
Wendy was beefing with Mia, and Mia dropped her candle in like 7 days after that. What was it? Jealous or whatever. I was like, oh.
Okay.
All right.
See, it doesn't take long, but I love that she was trying to be like, anyone can do it. And I wish she would have said something more about it. You really got to flaunt that. You know, when you really get that good day again and you do the petty extra stuff, but nobody gets hurt physically, that's good. We love that.
Right.
More of that. That's quality TV. Do you think Mia will come back?
No.
I don't either.
I don't, for some reason, like, even like towards the reunion, like it hadn't even ended yet. And I was just like, I don't think Mia's coming back for another season. I think they're going to be on the search for a new housewife. I don't even know if it's what she puts out there makes me think that she's too above it. But it also makes me think like, maybe you got tipped off by some damn producers and you know more than we do. I don't know.
I'm about to say, anybody really above it? I'm sorry. I love being from the DMV, but not that many people here who ever have been on a TV show are above it. Because just here in the area, especially in Maryland, I think Chelsea on my show said this a long time ago, that Maryland can be a really big haves and have-nots place. So if you really have, those people are in the cut. They are not trying to flaunt it the way that a lot of people like think they would. It's exactly what I first initially thought of, like Housewives of New York, like those real Madison Avenue girls at the top. Like, they're not going on an NBC affiliate channel.
Oh, not the affiliate.
You know, they're going to do they're not going to do like GMA 3. They're going to do like to the Today Show.
Right.
That's in their mind. That's what they believe is above it. They don't get a taste of it and go, you know what? I'm above this. Because if anything, even Nicki Minaj has proven that money doesn't buy you class and money does not like exclude you from liking the same trash TV that we all like. Nicki Minaj is a fan of y'all's. Get with it.
We found out years ago Beyonce was the biggest Atlanta Housewives fan on the planet. Like, if Beyonce ain't above it.
Exactly. And Rihanna is in comments with us.
Right. Rihanna, they just asked her, if you could be a housewife, who would you be? Kathy Hilton?
Like, out here partying with the gals. There are pictures of her and Crystal, Heather Gay, Kathy Hilton. Like, she's in the comments.
She's in it.
Like, she was even watching, like, Mexican Dynasty. The girl is in the trenches with us.
Oh, she's in it.
Going to bravotv.com to find out more. Like, they tell you at the end of every episode.
She was back in the blog days, okay?
Okay, like, if she's not above it, if the queens of the things are not above it, no one's above it. The only person, to me, I'm always, my standard is NeNe. If NeNe's not above it, no one is above it. And I cannot tell you why. Mia has more money probably than when NeNe started, probably, especially on her own. Mia's definitely very accomplished. NeNe's accomplished some stuff now. But I'm telling you, NeNe, it's like she knew she had that potential to do more for herself. And the show really gave her that. And I kind of wish I would have seen that for Mia. I actually think she had a lot of potential. I love the way some people have put it. She would like lie about stupid shit and then be too honest about the other shit. And I'm here for the honesty. So I'm like, okay, yes, girl. Then she'll be like, oh no, I never said your mom told you that. I said that I told your mom that. Like, it'll be something stupid, like a semantics thing.
So stupid. Right.
Like, what?
Oh my God.
Girl, we are talking about surgeries on body parts that we don't need to mention, but then like, you won't just cop up to the fact that like, you asked Mama Dorothy if her husband's on the payroll or something like that. Like, just get with it. And I think she has potential. And for a first season, I don't think she was that terrible. She wasn't anxious. She wasn't too, like, you know, over the top to me. I thought she was, like, doing her best for a first season. And she didn't play it too safe. I don't like a housewife that doesn't get involved at all either.
Because let me say, me and Monty, we've been watching it now for a long time. If you think Mia was a bad, like, first-time housewife, you haven't been watching Housewives, because we've gone through some bad one season wonders.
Peggy, we've gone through a lot. Housewife.
Now
what was it?
Yeah.
What was the reason? I just want to know what the casting director. I want to see the notes from the casting director.
Right.
That was so beautiful for them to be like, "We will include her in the same season of This Is Not My Fucking Plate," I believe.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
Sitting like, right next to her.
Like, I'm not giving Kelly Dodd a single fucking flower, but when we have a nut like that and a altercation like that and falling people into the bath, like when you have that kind of magical thing happening.
Licking her tongue out of the door window at the end of the episode. Like,
Kelly
ridiculous.
That grown woman keep eating. I have never heard a worse thing said to a woman, to a person. It was both the funniest thing and the worst thing, almost collectively, like at the same time I experienced both emotions.
See, it's always, I love it when you can tell, again, I don't want to give Kelly Dodd any flowers.
No, we're not doing
but
that.
You can always tell when you touch a nerve with someone, and that's always like the thing that makes Housewives gold, because you can when you touch a nerve, somebody will react in a way you have never seen them react before. Shannon got so goddamn mad at the table.
Now see, if my thing is, if these women wouldn't just come down off their high horse just a smidgen, maybe be like on a high pony instead of a high horse, and you know high ponies are
right
in the housewife community. Why are we not selling plates in China that says this is not my effing plate? Why leave that to the memeing girls and the fan accounts? Why not just capitalize?
Here
she sells food. Sell the combo.
Right.
Put the salmon and cream cheese on a plate that says this is not my effing plate.
These girls need better managers. I'd be out here like Kris Jenner.
Listen, Kris would have had a spinoff immediately of those two. Passionate.
Hello.
Out. Okay.
Hello.
Like, listen, we've seen a couple bad first season wonders, and Peggy's one. There's plenty. Some I forget even happened. I forgot that like Catherine Edwards was on the show.
Yeah.
Ever on Beverly Hills for like a day or something. And how the fact that we couldn't make, and look, Bravo, I love you, but we got to stop making people's past relationships their personality trait. We just can't.
Thank you.
The fact that she was related to, you know, the OJ situation. How did we not make a situation work where Lisa Rinna, the first thing she said to that woman was about OJ, and we didn't make something work out of that? There's no personality. We gotta do better.
They gotta do better.
Like
Denise's whole first season was Charlie Sheen.
Okay,
and then half of the second.
But you wanna know something? I'll give that girl, my bitch Denise, had a personality outside of it.
She did.
She showed some things, and boy, did she get in there and get her. Well, she got her clock counted, but it's fine. Like, it's fine. Like, it's fine. But, you know, Sheree coming on Beverly Hills, what do you think about that?
Sheree
Wilson's ex-wife, but also amazing reality TV. She was once on a show, Hollywood Exes, years ago with the likes of, like, Maite, Prince's ex-wife, for, like, a day. She was also like the mother of his child, but still they were married for a very brief time. But I understand Prince connection. We're going to take it. Nicole Murphy, Eddie Murphy's ex-wife.
Andrea, I forgot she was on that show. R. Kelly's ex. Oh, we don't say his name. You know, that man's ex.
Love that she always calls him Robert. I love Drea. I would love to see her do more things, but I don't want her ever talking about that man again. But how do you feel about Sheree being on Beverly Hills?
I feel like we've been asking for this for a long time now. Mm-hmm. And I'm very excited about it. And you know what makes me even more excited? There's a genuine connection there. Even, you know, not with Garcelle. Like, being friends with Garcelle, she's become friends with Sutton. So it's like, okay, y'all are giving us a little group here. And I'm here for it. Let Crystal, you know, join the pack. I think that's my clique right there. I think that's my
group. Let me tell you something. They form an alliance, which per their Vanity Fair article, I think it was, where they all got together, I definitely see it happening. I would instantly, that's the side I'm picking, just because y'all can't force the Fox Force 5 on me. I just don't like being told what to like.
Right.
And they tried it.
Tried it a lot. You know what? This is so random, but I saw an article today and I don't want to make light of her situation at all. I'm not going to make light of it because that's super scary. But you know, Erica, you know, they all were talking about when she was going through her stuff. Oh my God, Erica, she discusses it all. Don't worry. We're going to talk about it all. And there was an article where Dorit put out a comment. She's like, oh no, don't worry. We're going to discuss it all, everything about the robbery. And I'm like, that should take an episode. Like, what else you doing for the other 19? You need a season for, okay.
Thank you. We need a refresh. Yeah. I honestly feel like Beverly Hills should just take a break from filming and, like, we should rotate some other cities or something. Just until, like, maybe some trials start happening. I mean, I kind of wish that even Salt Lake City would wait until we get a court date. Like, why catch everything before that? Because it's like, nothing much has changed. So they're starting to film almost instantly. They just finished filming. Nothing's come out in the news unless they know something we don't know. I don't check the court schedules because I'm not a criminal, so I have no reason to. But I just am like, what is the reason to rush it? Can you figure out why they would want to rush SLC so fast?
The only thing I can think of, I've seen someone throw out there that something in March with Jen Shah. I don't know if it's some kind of court date or what it is, but they've said something like they want to make sure they capture whatever is happening in March. I don't know what that is. I might be lying, but I saw it. I mean, I saw it on Beyonce's internet. So I'm just here to give y'all the news, people. I don't know what else to say to you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think Salt Lake City is coming to a weird end. Five tangents over. The point is, please watch Love and Marriage Huntsville. Stay tuned if you want to watch Monique. Maybe see the magic of Huntsville so you can see if you actually would invest in Monique. Because at first glance, I was like, okay, maybe I would watch because I do want to see all these other couples. But then watching the show, I don't know how their good marriage is going to, I hate to say it, but Carlos knows how to pull the skeletons out of the closet.
Yes.
They're coming up from under the rug. He's opening the vents. He is getting, like, and he's making them tell it. That's the crazy part. It's not just coming from like a engineered lunch with a friend twice removed. It's them telling their own dirt and secrets. And then he makes them confront it in front of everyone. And it's so delicious.
Oh my God. Have you, I was about to say, have you finished season one?
No, because I had to slow down because here's what happened. Beyonce and I walked in on one episode. And then she decided selfishly that we should watch it together.
Yeah.
And I have to wait on her before I watch the next episode. How am I supposed to wait on her schedule? She's a chiropractor. Right. She never home. She always out there. Got like one in the
one episode a night.
Exactly. And I need to watch 7 or 8. I am an educator. Right. I get home at a reasonable hour when there is still sunlight. She gets home after the people who have worked 9 to 5s come and see her. And I want her to focus on that. Focus on the health and the wellness of patients and the community. I will watch the show for us both and let you know and a relate. Detailed recap after 5.5 episodes before you come home.
Oh my God. This season, like, it just gets, you were so right, because it just gets better as you go along. I've forgotten so much of this and just like rewatching it because I fell off somewhere during season 2. So like season 3 would
I've
be
heard
all
that
new
five
to me.
Times.
Yes.
I've heard it from so many people, but they were like somewhere around season 2, they like, and then it picked back up at season 3 and were like, whoa, and like they couldn't sit still again.
Right, and it wasn't even like season 2 just like got bad or anything. My attention got diverted elsewhere, and that happens a lot with me.
Mm-hmm.
I've come to realize it. It does, like, especially if something I can binge, like I'm over here now. Oh, wait, I'm on Netflix or I'm on HBO Max now. So
because I was steady binging.
But I'm ready.
Okay, because I was steady binging Succession and then paused like in the middle of season 3, which, and somehow I've seen no spoilers. And now because I've said it, I've jinxed myself and now I'm going to see spoilers.
Oh no.
Because that same thing happened to me with Mayor of Easttown, Easton or whatever. I saw nothing at all. I managed to completely avoid them. And then out of nowhere, I saw like a random tweet and I was like, really?
Damn. Oh.
Like halfway through me
that
watching.
Is the worst.
But, and now I'm back on it. Like, this was Succession. I'm like, this is such a good show. Why did I stop? My attention span is zero.
Exactly. And that's exactly why I'm going back to watch it. You don't know. I wake up to probably at least 3 threatening text messages from our friend Kaya of the Bravo While Black podcast. Every week. Have you started Succession? Have you started Succession? MF, have you started? No. I'm like, no, I promise you, I'm going to go back because I got through season 1. But like back when it was airing, I think it and Euphoria were airing around the same time. Mm-hmm. But then I think season 2, you know, Euphoria just came back and they've had like 2 more seasons since then. And I think I just was not on HBO on Sundays. I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
So like, I'm like, okay, Succession is so good. I got to get back with it because it's all anybody talks about.
Okay. So we're back in there. We're back at, I'm back in Love and Marriage Huntsville. Thank you for restarting the binge with me. Feels like I'm not alone, even though you've already told me to watch it. You've been so gracious with me taking my time to believe you.
Yes.
It's a very good show. I am very much so now looking forward to even more Love and Marriage DMV. And I just, I would love to, I am very curious for how Monique and Chris are going to finish this season because I absolutely know exactly what couple they are modeled after, or like they're modeling themselves after, and why they chose them.
And that's scary.
Yes. And I'm like, that's not a good, that's not a compliment.
No, not
because
at
they
all.
Believe their own delusion. That's the only reason why. Oh no, it's so bad. And they believe their own delusion. It's like power couple and so in love and all of these things. And
never wrong. Never wrong about anything.
And I'm so nervous to finish the season. If you have not watched, I swear, just watch one episode of Love and Marriage Huntsville for free on the app or on the TV show, on the network or on demand. One episode and you will be like, Monique and Chris decided to do this? That doesn't seem like a good idea at all.
Ooh.
If they want to keep their marriage, because we know the fates, so...
let me just tell y'all as it goes along too, because I think around season two, but really the later part of season one. So you're going to meet her at some point, but Letitia's mom, Wanda, is the breakout star of this show. So you haven't met her. I don't know if you've met her yet. But
I have not.
Oh my God.
Oh, like wait. Yes, I have a couple times, but not really. Like she's like,
she popped up at the wedding. Yeah.
Yes. When she,
you ain't got your men, wedding ring.
Yeah, there's a scene where one of the men proudly professes to have spent $1,300 on drinks at another man's bachelor party. And she's like, you spent $1,200 on drinks? $1,200? Yeah. And I was her, because I was like, why would you do that? Like,
exactly.
I just don't understand. But okay. Yeah. All of that to say, y'all, TV is good, and it's where my heart is these days. And we really just, I haven't talked to Kendrick in a long time, so y'all are just catching a catch up on recording. And it's been a long break, and we have a lot to cover. A lot has happened. We're not just going to try to, you know, break down one or two things. There's so much to cover that people want opinions on. Kendrick, you specifically requested something of me to discuss. Please tell the people what that is.
So the day we're recording this, I haven't been this stressed out by reunion fashions since they dropped the Beverly Hills fashions last year. Salt Lake City. Tragic. I don't know what, I never know what their theme is. Like you can always kind of tell like, okay, maybe they're going for jeweled tones. Okay, that's fine.
That's what they allege another, on the Bravo TV
right.
app. Allegedly, see, it's jewel tones. We need to put some more restrictions on these themes then, but
we do a whole lot more, because that giving them a tone can't be a theme. Like that was not the theme I don't know what, you know how the people that like always go to someone to get something custom made, they give me that kind of energy. The fashion girls who aren't really fashion girls that go and get a lot of custom pieces.
Yes.
That's what they look like. And these fashions, I don't know what's going on with Meredith and Feathers lately, but
can she return it? Like the role that it has on her has got to go.
It's got to go. It's I don't know. It stressed me out when I saw it. And I came to you immediately because I was like, okay. Surely Monty has, everything, like the fact that I talked about her first and didn't even mention Jen Shah. And this is a dress that Cardi B has worn. Right.
Is it really? I never would have thought, because the girl is giving straight up Disney Emperor's New Groove villain Yzma.
Oh my right God. Now.
And it is
it's
tragic.
Right out of Disney. Oh, it's
like,
tragic.
They had me giving Heather Gay's Mother of the Bridal, David's Bridal look. Like 8 out of 10 or something, like because the bar was
because
just
who
so
else could you give
low.
It to? Right, who
it
else could
felt
you give
so
it to?
Terrible, giving everyone zeros because I'm literally an elementary school educator. I give stickers for like effort, so I know that deep down we are all just an 8-year-old trying to show we know something about something. But in this case,
right.
This was straight effort and no success. Like they all look very, I have so many questions.
You could tell by Andy's reaction. He wouldn't show her on camera, but he was talking to her, Jen, like when he was like previewing like one of the breaks or something. And he just kept commenting like, boy, y'all are gonna, this is a look right here. And I was like, oh shit, like this.
No, it's not.
We know exactly, right.
It's a look
we know
away.
Exactly how she's coming. Well, you know what really gags me, though?
What?
These are the 6 looks that we saw. Can you imagine if Mary Cosby came to this reunion? you imagine?
That is the next hot topic to discuss. Mary Cosby did not come to the reunion and is essentially quitting the show. A little confirmed on the latter, a lot of confirmed on the former. But right. After watching these last couple episodes, we have some major issues with the imitations of a cast member because of their nationality.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. Nope, not doing it. We could honestly, I mean, ooh. Meredith going, that's not okay. Like, I just need Meredith to not be so disengaged or something, because she very like calmly was like, that's not okay. And I would have been like, oh, no, ma'am. What right. in the mad TV? Not funny, funny. Are you doing? No, girl. But always a but. Am not loving some other imitations also leading of Mary. Just saying, SLC, speak like yourself. Just yeah. everyone speak as themselves. Because the it's imitating each other back and forth, not loving it. Putting on Black scents and putting on, you know, doing the stereotypical Asian accent, which I still have yet to hear any Asian immigrant person sound like those terrible impersonations. So it feels right. like it's not that they sound like that. It's that you're not good at that. So don't do that. Same thing I told Brandi Redman on Dallas. Don't do that.
Oh God.
It's not funny. I have it's forgotten. Not cute. I will never. It was so bad. That was so bad. That sticks in my head sometimes. I just had to bring it to everybody else because it was so freaking bad. Like, and no, I just don't understand. Like, who, or sometimes I'm like, who raised? There's no way you thought that. Like, which, and especially of mothers, because to me, I'm thinking like, if your kid got sent home or something, you got sent a note or an email saying that your kid did that to another kid, how would you feel about that? Like, are you right. like, would you be okay with telling, wouldn't you tell your kids not to do this? I feel like people do that. I know a lot of parents, they tell their kids like not to make fun of other people or respect other people's cultures and nationalities. So I don't understand where all these grown people went wrong.
It's weird. Brandy's daughter was in that video too, wasn't
Both
she?
Both of them were. Isn't that crazy? Ugh. That is not great.
Jeez.
That is just a really bad idea. Don't love that. Yeah. No. So yeah, Mary, the show, what has the show been giving for you for Salt Lake City? Because, you know, fresh off watching this last episode, but also knowing that the reunion filmed, Meredith and Jen refollowed each other. So I almost don't care that much about whatever happens the rest of the season. Because, and that's the thing is like, when I know too much about what happened at the reunion, even though it's just them following each other, it now like dilutes me having a side to choose. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense, because during the season, like I had real opinions and now they're over. So I'm curious to see how they reconcile, but what are your thoughts? What is it giving?
I always tell people Salt Lake City, for some reason to me, just always feels like it has a dark cloud over it. I don't know what it is, but it's just like a dark cloud hanging over it.
It's and the scamming of elderly people, allegedly.
And the, yeah.
And the possible
the allegations of cults and yeah.
And mortgaging of homes for surgeries.
It's a lot.
And honestly, this is not shade to actual Mormon people, but it's the Mormonism of it all. I'm not going to lie. Mm. The amount that they focus on it, it does give it a dark energy because it feels like I'm always rooting for Heather to run from something. Like, right. It feels like they all ran from something. And so like, what and is the fact that they're all running from something the reason why they're so like kind of like focused on figuring out what Mary's church situation is, like
deflection,
you know what I mean? Like it's just like, yeah, I think they have there's like a crusade now of like, we know that there is terrible things, we know that there are, you know, there's a lot of, you know, restriction and a lot of control because we've run from it. So now we have to free everyone else or something. But then you have like your Lisa Barlows, who is still like a Mormon by choice. And it's just like, it's all very like, it's dark because we're talking about people's like religions and they're in the city. You know what I mean? Like they're bad mouthing it openly in the city. That's the dark
crowd. Driving by the church, right?
We show it every transition scene, but like right. they're in the city, and we're talking about like how Heather wasn't allowed to do X, Y, and Z, and how she shamed her sister and had to wear a different dress and all these things. Like, oh my God. So then
it's a lot.
Are you okay? Like we're like nervous when they film places. Like, are you okay? Because isn't everyone else there largely Mormon?
I thought that there would be so much more pushback or blowback after season one finished. Like, I don't know how this was avoided, but I feel like we didn't really hear much.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the church is just like, you know what, just leave us alone. We gonna be over here. We got our own stuff to work out. I don't know if that's what it is, but the right. Yeah.
So it also feels like there's just a lot of sit downs happening on Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
We're constantly having a meetup to talk about things that don't pertain to the person that we're meeting about or we're meeting with. It always is like we're meeting with someone who is removed to talk about someone who is involved.
And you know what? So one of my pet peeves with reality TV is I don't like for Wolves out. It might be a poor word choice. I don't know, but I don't like when a bully gets to run amok. I like people on the show that can check anybody else. And so it feels like this last episode, I caught the altercation on the bus. Lisa Barlow is a better person than I'll ever be in my life. Jen Shaw, you got one time to constantly put your hands in my face, jump up in my face. Oh, I'm feeling threatened. I can't imagine. Go on Force of Family Matters.
Oh, and try to, don't go to no barn, honey. Don't go to a barn.
Right.
You're going to get your feelings hurt.
Right. Because I'm going to go to the bathroom like Ashley and I'm going to just let y'all work that out.
Because no, ma'am. Like, no, I agree. This is how you know that she was going through different like legal parties. Because no way in the world someone said this was a good idea. If it wasn't a good idea for Erica to film, it is a worse idea for Jen to film. And
I mean,
I watched Erica's season. Like, there's no way that they signed off on her saying all this and doing all this. This is all things that could be like included. And you know, a lot of that was still, she thought she was like, she was at least more, Erica was at least more rehearsed. Jen is like flailing in water. Like she is drowning in a puddle. It's like a puddle of mud. She is very, I didn't know she could get more volatile than she was last year. It's just now this year has a whole new spin to it. Because last year I kind of understood the anger. Like, oh, well, okay. If I thought I was going to get imprisoned soon or at least served a warrant for arrest, I don't know if I would do the show still, but I at least would probably still be a little anxious, a little mad about it. But the fact that, you know, I did my episode with Emily Baker, the attorney, about Jen Shaw. We did a bonus episode months ago, and she talked about how Jen knew her friends and other people who were linked in the investigation to her in a lot of ways. People she was associated with were arrested, like 13 or 14 of them were allegedly arrested before her. Ooh. So she knew that it might be coming and went on the TV show anyway, and then arrested on camera and continued to film when out on bond.
Baby, you got to be a fame monster. You got to want the spotlight.
Self confidence must be like,
oh my God,
I don't have it. I don't know if it's like I'm not in that place of therapy yet. I don't know if it's like the residual depression I'm still battling, but like, I don't have that kind of lack of awareness. I'm too self conscious. No. She is not enough.
Oh, that is. That's baffling.
It was that's baffling. Very wild. And this season is not like you getting into a fight with Lisa Barlow on the bus. What do you think that's going to do for like the public? I'm just thinking solely as someone who knows that like in Abby Lee Miller's case of Dance Moms, like the judge watched the show or something like that. Like these things have a way of coming back. And not in a good way. They look at the whole person in court sometimes if they don't have to, if they can't get it thrown out. And we don't know who our lawyers are these days. She's still asking for Kim Kardashian. So,
child. And we don't even know what the judge has seen so far. They started the season off with a tour of her closet, new closet that she wanted to make. So,
and now she's volatile, yelling at people and telling them, you know, to try her. What did she say? Like, come at me or something. She's just challenging now this woman. And it's not just because I like Lisa Barlow. It's just that like, Jen, anything else could though. I mean, maybe kudos to you for deciding that you're going to keep going and get a check just in case to pay for the lawyers. But What do you think about Coach Shaw being like so not present for all of this as a pair compared to last season where he was in like every episode all the time? We had a whole birthday party about him, like for the end of the show or whatever. And this season, he is almost nowhere to be found. When he called Jen, it was on the non-speaker.
Ooh, you know what? I have no idea what it's about, but I applaud you. I mean, get away from this, because I think even though Jen won't say it, we all know how this is going to turn out. We all know how this is going to turn out. And Coach Shaw, right. you got to go away for a while. I don't know how long, but you got to go away at least for a while. So I think him, if he's smart, he's distancing himself. And I will be doing the exact same thing. I'm sorry. I know all you ride or dies out there that are, you know, stick beside your man when he go. And I'm probably going to go on a date that night. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit by you that long. I'm sorry.
It's more so the people who are comparing him a lot to Erica Jayne and saying that, like, how could he sit by and see everything that was happening? What I will say is, I feel like, I don't know how much complicity there could be. Either he did definitely turn a blind eye, but like Erica was a recipient of things in way, like on paper, like legally, she was implicated in investigations and in subpoenas and things. Whereas multiple federal agencies investigated Jen Shaw and he's not mentioned. So
in anything.
So if he did look the other way, he did a damn good job of making sure that he didn't know a damn thing beyond your title and what she described to us as what she does at, you know, at the reunion. That's all he knew. That's all he wrote. And he was always on the road. Okay. He wasn't at trying.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
He was always on the road. And that was her entire storyline last year, that he was never around.
Right. Maybe, and so that makes it like y'all set us up to believe this. Like, you set me up to think that, like, okay, this man, if you tell me he doesn't know anything, he doesn't know anything. That's all, like I say, he don't know nothing. Because, I mean, anybody out there that knows sports, you know, when you're an assistant coach, you do a lot of recruiting. That man, when he's not, when football isn't in season, he's probably in different cities and states.
Oh, he's flying all the time.
He's
going to get all high school boys all the time. But he is lining up the boys to be like, listen, here's our gym. This is what we got. Here's what we can offer you. Because those things matter. I know those signing days are very, very important.
Oh, yes.
Those recruiting trips, as soon as those kids are eligible, like, to be recruited, the colleges come. They are there.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They're looking at freshmen in high school.
Yes. And then as soon as they're legally allowed, they're like, there. So day one of sophomore year. How you doing, son? My name is Coach.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'd
love
believe
to
it.
See if I can get you and your mom or your brother, your dad out here, see a facility. Like, he's doing his thing, trying to keep the football program afloat.
Hello. Where's Erica Jayne? I'm sorry, but I don't know what Jen Shaw's net. Right. I don't know what Jen Shaw's net worth is or how much people said it was, but watching Tom and Erica, I never understood those finances. Like, it never made sense to me, but I was willing to go along with it because she dressed pretty. I was willing to go along with it. That was it. But two and two never added up to me. I know we're not really, you know, the OC girls. I don't know if we're seeing it for them or not, but I'm going to say this.
We're going to talk about it, I guess.
Right. I'm going to say this. I don't want nobody to beat me up. Even though it's more believable, I guess, than a lot of other reality TV couples, I still don't understand Terry and Heather's finances either.
What?
Like, for the, I don't want them to, you know, but I guess if the indictment ain't came down yet, then we okay.
Oh, actually, I don't remember what it is, but I know that someone actually did DM me and tell me exactly what it was, why Terry has so much money. Cause I think I raised this question the last time I recorded or something, like, you make that much as a plastic surgeon? Did you get hexagonal
ice? Right.
But someone
maybe told we were me, talking shit last time.
But I think someone told me what Terry DeBro did beforehand, and that's what I will figure. I'll refine it. But he was doing something, and that's why it's not sinister money. I remember I can say that much.
Okay, because it always confused me. So okay,
yeah, as I know. Long because as you Heather, got an
explanation for me,
the actress. You know, we were like, "What would you act in?" And she said, "Hexagonal Ice."
Right. I needed to know.
I get it. I do. Like, right. It definitely is. Definitely. Sometimes when these people get on the Housewives shows, I'm just like, y'all, please make sure you are there at the very minimum, paid your taxes, because we will find
at out. Least.
Those girls at will least. Find out, and I just repost what I see. That's it.
Right.
Simply a post and go. This is what the girls found. This is what the girls are saying.
All we can do.
This is all I got. And it's, you know, who am I to refute?
And you got a little bit of time to come up with an excuse for me. That's it.
Exactly. Like, oh my goodness. Okay. Anything else on Salt Lake City this past episode that you really are, maybe you want to be like, I need to get this out. I have to say it, you know, when, from what you saw, what's going on?
No, I just want Mary. Well, I wouldn't see it because I'm blocked anyway. I've been blocked since before season one. No, but right. I would love for her to show what she would have worn to the reunion, because I'm just curious. I'm a curious person, so I just want to know that. Otherwise, no, I'm done with Salt Lake City.
Okay. Yeah, we all are. Apparently, Terry DeBro's brother was a part of a band called Quiet Riot. And I guess when he died, I think Terry inherited some money. That's what the streets are alleging.
Oh.
He was a part of like a successful band. And then he died, unfortunately, in 2007. And of course, he's also plastic surgeon, very good at those things. Right. And he hawks a lot of things on you know, HQ shopping networks.
Okay, I'm willing to go with it. It makes sense to me.
We'll do it. We'll go with it. Why not?
There we go.
Who am I? I just want to see Hexagonal Ice. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Yeah. The last thing I have to say about Salt Lake City is good luck to everyone involved, because I know they're going to, I'm glad you all are back for a third season. Congratulations on that. And then other than that, good luck to everyone involved, because it is a wild season. And not for reasons of like drama, although I will say that it did kick it up a little bit. I thought the season was it wasn't just about the arrest, and kudos to them for being able to still move on past that. And I just love how Meredith is still like, we still have beef. Nothing's changed since the arrest. Right. And I'm just like, Meredith.
But be her friend, everyone else. What is going on?
Not you. She could really use a friend light right now, but not me. Girl.
Energy.
You would think that would mean that she would absolve her of like whatever. She's like, oh, well, she has a lot going on. Clearly she, you know, she's sorry about what happened with Brooks, but it's a wrap.
Right.
But no, Meredith's like, as soon as you get out on bond, honey, it's still on.
It's never forgotten.
It's very funny to me. Very good for her. Yes. Additionally, we must talk about the Housewives of Orange County, they say, because that's what it means for me to do a good job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me just say,
please, I'll kick us off. I don't know.
I will say, there have been enjoyable episodes this season. There are enjoyable players in the mix. I will say that. But some of the episodes, you got to, all right, come on now. Come on now and just give me a little something else, because I know I shouldn't be. I'm kind of obsessed with Noella, and I don't even know what she's given, but I kind of live for it.
I want to know why. I really do.
I know.
But it's not too, that I'm honestly. Not, and it's not that I don't see it. I want to see it. I want to.
I don't know if it's the looks, or I just feel like, you know, sometimes when everyone else is so relaxed, and then someone else is so ready to turn up for the cameras, that you're like, you know what? I appreciate you coming to work at least. I appreciate that. I think that's where I kind of lean with Noella. Okay. But even, okay, in the midst of it all, I don't know how caught up you are, but even in the midst of it all, somehow Emily and Gina have become very likable to me, especially Emily.
Really?
Which is very, very weird to say.
It's not weird. Everyone's allowed to have their phase, problematic or not. I just, I don't ever see it for Emily. I do think she has some funny moments, though. I'll give her that.
The most recent episode was probably her best episode since she's joined this show. I'll say that. Her and Shane are hilarious, but she is like, she had a really good episode. And I'm like, okay, if you found your lane, like if this is the lane you're going to be in, because one thing about Emily, she'll pop off if she needs to. And I appreciate
what
that.
What will she?
But in the meantime, in between like those episodes, I need you to be funny, party girl fun, Emily, because that Emily is hilarious to watch. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't give you any more advice than that, because if you don't take the ball and run with it, I don't know what to tell you.
Listen, we can only do our best. Like,
right.
I didn't understand the, okay. My issue with Noella is gorgeous girl, but it's giving Mia. Like, there is potential and we're going in like wrong. Every time I think we're going to hang a right, we go left. And everything is now playing out on her social media, but on the show, she's arguing about being tagged in a photo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe she wanted you to repost it, girl. That's very clear to me.
Right. Right. You know, to us, that's a normal thing. We get tagged and stuff all day. Like,
right. Maybe it's because like we're, you know, inserting our own experience, but like, I either will post it or I won't. Like, it's not a big deal to me. You can also just remove yourself from the tag quietly.
You can. She said she reported it to Instagram.
You could just remove yourself. They give you the option.
That is a dramatic step to take.
You also can get it like unlisted from your like photos on your Instagram profile. There's so many options before reporting it. Because what did you click, Noella, when you reported it? Was it like spam or
harassment, bullying? Like, what did you click?
She impersonating you or someone you know? These are the things. We do this a lot. You could tell.
Right.
Too I just want to know like, what she clicked.
I need to know it all.
And it's I want to know what the response was, because they will respond.
Right. They will. Mm-hmm. Back fast, too. I need to know, like, I will say I appreciate the dramatics of it all. Like, I appreciate her asking Emily if she can whisper during the rest of the conversation, because what? What do you mean, can you whisper? Like, I'm sitting up here talking to you, hoarse as hell, but you want to whisper on camera? Because what did she say? Because it will make her not cry or her voice? I don't know. I don't know what Noella is giving, but I guess I'm along for the ride. I feel like as the season goes on, it's going to be all about her anyway. So I feel like I'm just buckling in. I'm buckling in.
Yeah, I understand that. Also, I completely forgot that Terry DeBrow did The Swan. The show, you remember that show on Fox?
Oh, yeah.
Where I did not like the premise. We've come a long way from the early 2000s.
Yes, we have.
He did that show as well. Wow.
Is Botchman doing good too?
Yeah, I would imagine that. Like, I'm still trying to find all of the things that make him as rich as Hexagonal Ice Cube.
Right.
Because that house is a museum, and Heather loves taking girls on a tour.
Oh, but I feel like I've seen so many YouTube tours of that house now. I feel like I live in it.
What do you think of
Heather? I go through my house.
What do you think of Heather and, oh God. That does this show that she's irrelevant? No, Gina's relationship.
Because
they're
interesting.
I don't know. Yeah, what do you think is Heather's intrigue of Gina? Because that doesn't feel like it. Just doesn't feel like Heather's that generous unless she feels like she's doing something like charitable. And I almost am not even mad at Gina for taking advantage of it.
Right. I was going to ask you, but I feel like I just got my answer. Do you kind of feel like Heather is low key, like the villain? Like sometimes kind of like the, maybe villain is a strong word, but like the one who, I don't know if I want to say puppet master or what I want to call her, but
no, Heather's sometimes absolutely a Heather. Villain.
Okay.
Oh yeah, no. I'm looking at you this way because I'm like, yes.
Okay.
I've always been on board on that.
Yeah.
Heather is a villain amongst villains before this season. Now she is playing a game with girls who are, I'm not saying they're beneath her, but they're not on the same level of like confrontation.
They got some growing to do.
Yes. Yeah. Like before, Heather was amongst the likes of Vicky, who anytime she saw someone who she did not know personally herself, she would make their life like a living hell. Like she would make their day and everything around them uncomfortable and miserable. Then you have the Tamaras of the world who were, hold on to your daddy's girls. It's Gretchen. Like they were bigger players like before. Yes. Kelly Dodd and being like, hey, calling you a word you don't love. And Heather's like looking at producer, can you believe her? Like it was easier to side with her because she was dealing with, she felt like the only sane one or like the most sophisticated one in the room when they were all going nuts. I mean, Vicky had a whole cancer scam. Like
it was a lot easier to hide.
There was a lot going on there. And Vicky would like yell at Megan and then at Jim because Megan was finding out about her boyfriend lying about cancer. And so Heather
absolutely lying about cancer
seemed like the non worst one. She was the Heather Gay's mother of the bride dress amongst a sea of jewel tone dresses that didn't work.
That's probably the most accurate thing I've heard in 2022. Okay. I'm on board with
that. But now, because everybody else has been weeded out, we now are left with like Yzma.
Right.
And now it's just like, is this supposed to be as bad as it is? I don't remember it being this way. I do not.
And that's
my God. It's like when you tasted Sunny D again as an adult after drinking it as a child or any sugary drink. And then you taste it as a child and that shit does not slap. It is terrible. It's like your entire, it feels like your taste buds betrayed you. And you were like, where did it all go wrong?
Can I tell you, someone made me the worst mimosa I've ever had in my life before when I was an adult. Oh, it's possible. They came to me because they were like, oh no, we're doing this real cheap. I was like, okay. Like, you know, you can do, right. I'm like, why did you preface that? But she needed to preface that because it was Andre and Sunny D what she used.
What is happening?
And I have never been sicker in my life. And I just took a hiatus to take care of my health. I've never been sicker in my life than Andre.
That was worse than the like health inducing hiatus. That sounds like it. Because like to me, I'm like, how do you mess up a mimosa? It's just champagne with the imagination of orange juice. But like,
right.
I don't understand. And if you don't have orange juice, again, we're imagining it. That's the point. Just pour the bubbly and we just go blink. I just need like a little tear dropper. I don't even need it for coloring anymore. Just go, bless it. I kiss it to my head and go, orange juice. Think orange thoughts and then it's there, you know? My dad used to tell me that whenever I was cold. He'd be like, think warm thoughts. Like, sir, that does not work.
I'm partially anemic.
Right. That's what my liver says now when I drink mimosas. It's like, you know, you thinking about the orange juice, but really filling it up with champagne is like really not great. Like,
right.
It's just champagne. It's not a mimosa. I'm like, it is in my mind.
That's it.
To me, in my heart.
Yes.
Like, and it does also feel like Heather is laying on the shams of it all really thick this year. It's almost like she studied herself and fan reaction, knew we'd be excited, and like turned it up to like a rock concert level decibel.
Yes. Even when the person that you know in the scene is supposed to be the bad one. Heather sometimes does something that makes me just like raise an eyebrow. Like on this most recent episode, she invited Noella over. She said, be there at a certain time. Noella got there on time and Heather was in her kitchen, literally shooting an infomercial. Like you just wanted her. You brought her there to confront her about something. Why did you have her show up at the time you were working? Like literally working.
And that's ridiculous. Today, she had receipts out. She posted.
Oh God.
Yes, you did not see this. Oh boy. Okay. She posted about how she knew, like Noella was basically like in the know. We can agree to disagree on that. And Heather kind of operates in a world of like, if she says it happened, it happened.
Right.
If she says this is acceptable and etiquette, it is.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, she's big on, she is like the start and stop and the bookends of what is acceptable in like high society. And because no one else is on the same high society culture as her, she can say that. Like, we don't talk about how he hit. No, just kidding. We don't talk about, and I'm making a joke of that. It's just that I really sounded like Camille for a second. Like, we don't talk about though how Heather threw Shannon out of her house.
Right.
And then like lied right. about it very much.
You will all see the truth.
Like,
you will all see the truth.
She lied very, very deeply. Her and Terry were like, take the doors down. We never said that. We don't know what she's talking about. We said that? No. Mm-mm. They 1,000% said something to that, the effect. And they were like, no. And then she kicked Shannon out of her house.
That scene still is so triggering to me. Not even because of like the kicking out. When they were on that balcony mm-hmm. and they kept asking her like, are you okay? Are you okay? Like, really? Like, y'all are really hyping me up like this, and now you ask me if I'm okay. Like, my mental health is just like gone through. Like, I'm so stressed out by this that now you're concerned about me. Right. That has always bothered me so much. Those damn DeBros. Those damn DeBros.
Yeah, it's just, and I think that wherever she had posted her receipts has been taken down, but essentially Heather was saying that she texted Noella and was like, hey, thanks so much for dropping by. I will talk to you like after I get done working or something like that. But like, you could just arrange to meet her at a time where you're not working. It's also that simple.
Right.
You could just go to Chili's.
But some people do that.
You could go to the Quiet Woman. Trio.
Right.
Listen, I love it on the girls.
I love a Chili's.
Me too. What do you think about going back and forth with Ellie Odd about the ratings of Orange County? He's like, he's defending the ratings, which I've never seen him do before. He really wants to stand firm in his decision to let her go. I actually think he's very disappointed in her. I think he's like, whatever it is, you let this shit get to your head and like take you out, and you could have been great. Because before everything, Kelly Dodd was at the very least an interesting ass housewife. Like, her house was interesting back when she was married to Mr. Leapfrog. Her house was interesting. She was interesting. The mom of it all was interesting. It was a lot of confusion, a lot of chaos, put together in a very thinly wrapped bow. And then it like all went to shit and we can't root for you no more. And I think Andy's like, damn it, girl, we have to fire you because you won't shut the f- up. Like,
right. Oh my God. Seeing him get down in the dirt, in my opinion, weird. Especially since she, I will give it to her. She commented after the lowest rated episode, like ever that they've had. But like, that's also
an OC thing.
Right. Like, and it's weird because like, it's weird seeing people put like so much stock now in live ratings because like, I know they're important because, but we see like every single year they decrease, like everyone's cord cutting. So, you know, it's hard and they're like trying to figure out how they're even like going to track live ratings after so long. So I don't know. It's so weird. And for him to get out there and like, I guess it was smart to say like, we take a lot of things into account, but I don't know. I feel like when you argue with Kelly Dodd, is there ever really a winner? Like, I feel like she wins automatically.
Yeah. Okay. I just found it, and Heather texted Noella at some point after production coordinated their schedules is what she's saying. So production coordinated when Noella would come over with Heather, and she texted her, I guess, to confirm, I'm glad you're free tomorrow. Thank you for coming to my place. We have a whole weekend of shows at Shop HQ, so I'm a little locked in. Hope things are better in your world. See you tomorrow. I guess that's her way of saying, like, I can't leave the house to go meet you at a Chili's because I have things to film the whole weekend. But then Noella, who I don't even want to give her the satisfaction. She basically said she was like left in her car waiting for so long because the girl was filming. She said, she told you that. And I'm not sticking up for Heather, but what do you feel about Noella letting everything air out about James, her soon to be ex-husband? I had some intel at the beginning of the season about their relationship. And now I don't really know if it's true or not, because if anything, they definitely need to probably get a divorce. But I don't love the airing out of each other. It's the same thing that I feel about Lala. I hate airing out the person who obviously did wrong because you have kids. And what happens more often than not, and this is just my experience, but like the kid ends up internalizing both things, the guilt of the parent that they know fucked up, and then like the weight and the shame of the parent who's like, your damn daddy or your damn mama is the worst. See, like, they end up taking on both, and they like, okay, can you leave him alone? Because you can't really stop loving, you know, your parent as much as you try. It's like Lindsay Hubbard season one, Summer House. Remember, she called her mom for like the first time of 7 years. Like, you, a lot of children like never stop trying. It doesn't, it's not as easy for as many of them to put up the boundaries, or even like they still revisit those boundaries. But like, you have young kids who are also old enough to be on tablets and things and are going to get older where they'll be on these things. Who's to say you guys will be around how long they could find it, but it can be found. You never know. Like, I used to Google my parents all the time for no reason, just because I was like, you can Google humans. Whoa. Like, it was new and weird to me. So just, you know, do you, if your kids never, you're going to like block your kids on Instagram or never let them have one, because like, you, they're airing each other out. And I think it is so weird. Why was this not on the show if they're this comfortable with it? Why are they airing it all out on Instagram and TikTok? TikTok is where we go to talk about our legal battles and divorce drama. It's a new world, honey.
It is so weird. I don't understand. I want them to figure this out, but I want to see it play out. I don't want y'all to do it on Instagram, because I'm a fast scroller. I'm going to go right past it.
You know what? And when there's so many of them, I just get fatigued. I just don't want to look at them anymore at all.
Nope.
At all. So yeah, I just think Noella is potentially great, but not effectively great. So, and she looks great in an outfit. So
yeah,
it's like, it's just giving me Mia all over again. What, everything that I thought could happen is not happening. And Jennifer Armstrong just seems like, she seems like she's too nice and normal a person also to be on this show.
Way too much.
Yeah. Just don't know if I'm here for her. Your thoughts on Jennifer? Do you like her as a new addition?
I do not. And I feel bad, not because she annoys me, she's too decent.
Yeah.
She just seems way too decent. And her, they introduced her home life and you're like, oh, the husband changed his name to one letter different, or, oh, the husband doesn't wear a shirt. So it's like, it felt like y'all were kooky enough in the beginning. Like, you're a plastic surgeon, you do this, you do that. It felt like there was a lot of buildup and we have not reaped any of the rewards.
I would agree.
So I don't know where we go from here.
I don't either. I have it on good authority, and I won't name names, but a little birdie told me that at the beginning of the season, allegedly someone somewhere who had access to seeing the show looked at it and was like, I think we still need help, and didn't feel super confident that they had everything to produce a great season that would increase ratings, and did in fact attempt at bringing someone back in that I will relay to you after.
Because
it just felt like they needed to be included in the fold. And that did not happen. They did not say yes, allegedly, or it just never got worked out between, you know, the two of them, allegedly. So it never happened. So we're kind of just left with what we thought, what we hope would stick. And I think that's why Andy was being so like defensive of the things. He's like, we're just trying to make something work, and OC was already plunging, and now he can't stay legally without her probably suing for like some kind of thing. You plunged it more.
Right.
It was already on a downhill and you made it go down lower. because right. now people really didn't want to watch after you left, because I mean, people absolutely think that it was a Heather or Kelly thing, and you know, they chose Heather, and I think it was a safer choice.
Mm-hmm.
As a villain, at the very least, she's not going to, she's not affecting people on their couches as much at home. It's right. only like, she's really just being terrible to the people who signed up for it, which is what we like in Housewives. So,
right.
It's like,
I see you for who you are. I see you for who you are, but you're not making me
mm-hmm.
have like personal hatred towards you by talking about, oh, I don't know, my race, my assigned gender at birth, you know.
Simply, it don't have shit to do with me, honey.
Right.
You're just watching the mess. At the
very least. Hello.
Listen, and I'm into that. And, you know, I'll finish the season. No word yet on when they're doing their reunion, but Godspeed to those girls in OC.
Mm-hmm. I'm watching.
Kendrick, anything else you're watching that you are interested in that you're loving? Your recommendations are obviously very highly thought of now on this show over here. So,
I would say, I don't know if anyone's gotten you into it yet, but have you checked out Yellow Jackets?
I have not.
On Showtime, is it on your list?
So it is, because last night I was watching this like countdown of 2021, or all, like a breakdown of everything that happened in social media and stuff with Snoop Dogg mm-hmm. and Kevin Hart. And Snoop said, like, hopefully in 2022, my prediction is that at least one Black person will watch Yellow Jackets. And it was Yellowstone, very different show. And Kevin Hart was like, Kevin Hart was like, I happen to enjoy that show very much. It's a very good show. But I have seen a lot of people like Kiki Talk of Shame talk about, you know, Yellow Jackets, and the promo scared me. So I didn't quite start it yet. I should, you say?
It's one of the things that like I look forward to most now. Like I'm kind of obsessed with it. I think there's only one episode left. So it comes on Sunday. So you really could crank it out before the finale. But it's just like, I don't know why, but it's addicting. Okay. It's addicting.
Listen, Kendrick, I trust you with my TV life now. So
okay. There you go.
I will give it a shot. I will. You told me about the Succession of it all, Love and Marriage, Hunter, Love It All. And here we are. Just in a good place in TV world. Literally was watching Succession before we recorded, because that was more important to me. I was going to refresh my memory and watch the, you know, the shows again, but I was like, oh, but Succession's right there, and I could do that and get my energy up before what, watching Shannon like whine.
Good choice.
You know, like her and then the Archie of it all, like. Remember when she like,
and now she's on a commercial now too. So like when I go to different stations, or like I'm on YouTube, she's on a commercial for some shipping company. No. And so I'm like, do I really have to be subjected to this all day long? Like this really all day? She
was like complaining that like the dog won't catch with her or something.
Right.
I'm like, girl, they won't play catch with me. Like Shannon.
It's too much. It's
relax. Dogs just be in their own world. They're allowed to, but she is just like, everything is like out to get her. When she was touring Heather Dubrow's house in the first initial scenes of the show, she just looked like someone personally punched her in the gut and called her a mean
name. Oh my God.
And she was like, so like, not disgusted, not hater. She was just like, look, she was personally victimized by Regina George. That's exactly how it
happened. Always.
I just want Shannon to know, we love you, girl. You're loved. God made you special.
You have three beautiful daughters and you got rid of David. That should be enough.
It should be enough. I was not
just saying.
Like, he has you laying on top of your own grave on national television. Get him out of here.
Shall.
Oh, here lies Shannon. Oh, Shannon, get up. Get up.
Get up, Shannon.
Sometimes she's still lying. okay, y'all, and the only thing I'm watching right now is I've been brought to the dark side, basketball.
Oh,
I've been watching basketball. So my fiance Maya and I, you can stop here if you like, because after this the show is over. If you don't want to hear about my personal life, some of you do not. my fiance and I, we have done a trade-off where I introduce her to multiple Housewives like iconic episodes, and she introduced me to like iconic basketball games. And now we've kind of come out of like the highlight zone, because I've seen like lots of highlights of different players. And when I tell you, I've never seen like Magic Johnson play or Michael Jordan. Like, I've never needed to see the sports. Don't care. The first time I actually watched like a full basketball game all the way through was like when LeBron James like won his first championship or something, like in the Miami Heat. And I think I only saw the second half of it, but that was enough.
Right.
I just don't like things that take so they take too long. Like, I used to like wait when I had DVR, I used to let my Housewives shows go in for 30 minutes and I would do something else and like finish homework or something just so that I could fast forward the commercials, because I don't like to wait. I just want to get to the good stuff. So show me who wins at the end. And my fiance would be like, no, you have to watch the first quarter. I'm like, why? It could change. You just told me it could change at the last 30 seconds of the buzzer at the end. So why would I watch the beginning? You could have 100
points liking...
at the beginning and still lose. Why would I watch?
Are you liking any like team or anybody in particular right now?
Yes, I do. I think that I watched Klay Thompson's return. So I
good
was like,
job, Ronnie.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. He has not played since 2019. He was injured and now he has recovered and he did a good job. He scored some points. And that is sports talk with Ronnie. Like, I watched the Klay Thompson return of it all, and I've always liked Steph. I think he was really cool, so I watched, you know, the him of it all. And LeBron James, obviously I watch it, because in our house he's like second to God, so anything he does we all just love.
The correct answer, because literally my two favorite players, I love Steph and Klay. The Splash Brothers, I love, like, I watch just for them, so I'm here for it.
Yeah, they're good.
Good job, Monty.
Thank you very much. I'm very proud of myself for, you know, diversifying. And now we just watch live games when they're on, and I'm starting her on a full season. So the updates and stuff of that will probably be on the Patreon, as well as some more. I'm doing some like we're new to this scenes, or some we're new to this episodes with my sister, not really my sister, but my sister. And we're talking about shows that we are both new to, or only one of us is new to. We did Orange is the New Black. We did Portia's Family Matters, and we will never return to that one. Ooh. Oh my God. That shit is a mess. So highly don't recommend.
It is. Oh my God. I won't lie though. I tune in every single Sunday.
Okay.
I'm so entranced by the
bad foolishness. Of it all. It's so much foolishness.
It's so bad. It's
crazy
so
and very not good. And there are allegations now being tossed everywhere and they're terrible. So,
oh my God,
it's not great. But yeah, we've done those and we do have topics and things like that, of course, over on the Patreon, Mixing with Money, or patreon.com/mixingwithmoney. And of course, there is merch. I'm going to have new things coming out for 2022 and retire some of the old. So now's a good chance. There's a sale going on at tpublic.com/mixingwithmoney. I think there are dashes in between each of those names, but you're able to get some things before I retire them and come up with some new stuff. So stay tuned for that. Kendrick, please promote, plug yourself. Where are the girls going to come and listen to you now that you're back?
Back. Oh my. Well, terrible. First of all, let me say I wear my racism is bad for the skin shirt every week.
Come on.
Just so everyone knows.
Thank you. Come on. I really appreciate it. I do love that shirt.
Of course. Oh my God. Y'all can find me anywhere that you can find Monty podcast, Reality and Comics 2, or type in my name, Kendrick Tucker, either one. I'm coming back very soon. Full episodes. I can't wait. I had to give Monty my full attention first.
Thank
because
you.
I just needed
I
to
it.
I needed to come back and, you know, discuss the things. So and you can find me there and Instagram
always
too. Reality Comics too.
Yes, always love having you here. I'm so grateful that you chose to come here first. Please go and check out Kendrick Tucker on all things Reality and Comics 2, the podcast, the Instagram, the funny memes. You do series of memes that are just sometimes there's I go through them all. I show support. I like, I comment like I do everyone else. Every once in a while, there's like one in the middle. It's like number four or something. It has me going, oh my God, Kendrick, stop. I need stitches. Something's going on. Like, and it's the things you find, the ways you marry them together. It's so good. So head to Instagram, podcast, or wherever you listen to me, listen to Kendrick Reality Comics too. Thank you guys for listening and for coming back. As always, stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. Stay home, question mark, if you can. Girl, it's weird out there. Omarion is going crazy. So just keep yourself safe. Do whatever you got to do because it is a mess. Get your coin, but stay safe, honey. Please, you are the only you that the people that love you have. So if you love me, like, rate, review, whatever it is that, whatever platform you're listening to this on, please do that. If you don't love me, I highly suggest to listen to someone you do love. That's my best advice. Because if you say really terrible things, I promise I won't read them. So good luck with that. So, as always, y'all take care of yourselves and each other. Love you. Bye.